Orla Perik Beis, Mishnah Hay 2-5. This Mishnah is a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah, and in fact, I find it surprising it's not part of that Mishnah. We had just said in the previous Mishnah that Beis Shammai held that if you have a leaven agent in a dough, even if that leaven agent's tiny relative to the dough, it's still, if the leaven agent was tame, the whole dough becomes tame. Beis Hillel, who the halacha follows, says no, if the source of leaven, the sourdough, was less than a kabeitza, it could never convey tumah, because that's a rule across the board. So here in Mishnah Hey, we're going to say, Dostai ish kfar yasma, this person whose name was Dostai, and he was an elder from the town of Kfar Yasma, hayim metalmidei Beis Shammai, he was one of Beis Shammai's students, he was from the school, va'amar, and he attested, shamati mishamei hazaken, I personally heard directly from the mouth of Shammai the elder, Shammai himself, Sha'amar, that he said, La'olam, the case is always, Eino metama achihebo kabeitza, that foodstuffs can never convey tumah unless they have the volume of an egg. And that's what Dostai attests Shammai held all along. And therefore, ostensibly, that's true in the previous mission as well, and they had made a mistake. Be that as it may, it seems mistama that there would be chozer in the previous Mishnah, and Shammai would hold it requires a kabeita like Beis Hillel, and at all events, the halacha certainly follows Beis Hillel, and therefore it's safe to assume everywhere else in Shas that if something is in a kabeita in size, it cannot convey tuma, because that's the rule, food cannot convey tuma, less than a beitza's volume, egg volume.